Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Monday, March 11th. As Ramadan begins and ceasefire talks have stalled in the Middle East, President Joe Biden and Israel's Prime Minister have clashed over the war in Gaza. Biden criticized Benjamin Netanyahu on MSNBC on Saturday.
He must pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost as a consequence of the actions taken. He's hurting Israel more than helping Israel.
And here's how Netanyahu responded in an interview with Politico and German media outlet Bild.
Well, I don't know exactly what the president meant, but if he meant by that, then I'm pursuing private policies against the majority, the wish of the majority of Israelis, and that this is hurting the interests of Israel, then he's wrong on both counts.
Netanyahu also said he still plans to move into the border city of Rafah in Gaza, where roughly 1.5 million people are taking shelter after fleeing the bombardment. Biden has warned that going into Rafah is a red line, and the UN's aid chief says it could lead to a, quote, slaughter. The US and several other countries are evacuating their personnel from Haiti as spiraling gang violence continues in the capital. Port-au-Prince has seen a wave of highly coordinated gang attacks for months now that threaten to topple the government. The country declared a state of emergency earlier this month after thousands of inmates escaped from prison. And Haiti's international airport is closed because of the security situation. Pope Francis has sparked anger after saying Ukraine should negotiate to end the war with Russia.
The word negotiate is a courageous word. When you see that you are defeated, when things are not going well, you have to have the courage to negotiate. One may feel shame, but how many dead will it end up with?
The pontiff made the comments during an interview with a Swiss broadcaster published on Saturday. That brought a swift response from officials in Kyiv, including from Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky, the next day.
All Christians, Muslims, Jews, everyone. I thank every Ukrainian chaplain who is with the army, in the defense forces, on the front line, defending life and humanity. They support us with prayer, with talk, and with deeds. This is what the church with the people is, not 2,500 kilometers away, somewhere to mediate virtually between someone who wants to live and someone who wants to destroy you.
It was a big night for Oppenheimer at the Oscars.
And the Oscar goes to Oppenheimer.
And the Oscar goes to Christopher Nolan Oppenheimer.
And the Oscar goes to Oppenheimer.
Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, and Best Supporting Actor were just a few of the 7 Academy Awards the movie took home. And Emma Stone won Best Actress for her role in Poor Things, while Davine Joy Randolph gave a moving acceptance speech when she picked up the award for Best Supporting Actress for The Holdovers.
For so long, I've always wanted to be different. And now I realize I just need to be myself. And I thank you. I thank you for seeing me.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences put on an eventful night with a performance by Ryan Gosling featuring Slash, an unusual Best Picture announcement from Al Pacino, and a naked John Cena taking to the stage. An official photo of the Princess of Wales has been withdrawn. We'll tell you why next. Several major news agencies have withdrawn a photo of Britain's Catherine, Princess of Wales, and her children, saying they believe it's been manipulated. It's the first official image of the princess that's been released since she had abdominal surgery in January. It comes after weeks of intense public speculation and mounting social media conspiracy theories about her health and exact whereabouts. CNN's review of the image has spotted at least 2 areas that appear to show some evidence of potential manipulation, including a sleeve cuff and a zipper on a jacket. Most news organizations and photo agencies have strict rules against publishing overly edited images. CNN has reached out to Kensington Palace for comment. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.